Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 4. Hey guys, the Nard here, bringing you episode 4. Thank you for listening. As of this recording, I just found out that there are over 360 downloads. Well, that's combining the first three episodes. That's a good number in my opinion. Thank you guys, I appreciate it. In this episode, I did my podcast recording at a friend's house. There were many of us there: Mark, Sean, John, Joe, Jerry, Raymond, and other guys. It was a fun night, so I thought it would be interesting to podcast. And then later, I will be featuring a guy in Atlanta, Georgia. I will also talk about how to get this podcast through iTunes 4.9. If you set it up there, you can have this podcast ready for listening in no time. Oh, by the way, I should tell you guys, I now have a hotline. You can call 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. It's pretty easy to remember. Just call in and leave a voice message. So stick around and listen to Bear Podcast episode 4. Hello everyone. We're here at Sean's house. It's Mark's birthday today.
No, yesterday.
That's right. Say hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. And I have here Jerry and Sean and John.
And Raymond.
And Raymond. Oh, God, there's so many of us here. But anyway, so, Mark, you've been to somewhere else.
And back.
Where were you?
I was in Toronto.
What did you do in Toronto?
I worked.
Good.
Okay. Working is a good thing.
Working is a good thing. Okay. So, where did you go there? I mean, besides work.
About the only place I went to was down on Yonge Street and Church Street.
Yonge Street and Church Street?
Yeah. Yonge Street's more the straight area, and Church Street's more the gay area.
I mean, there's a lot of bars.
Bars, there. Nightclubs, restaurants, coffee shops, just little mom-and-pop type shops. It's real cute.
Okay.
Quaint.
How about the gay area there?
The gay area is neat. It reminds me of, you know, it's only like 4 or 5 blocks on Church Street. All the bars are there. The one where they do Queer as Folk is on that street.
Oh, okay.
And the Black Eagle's there. And there's a bathhouse called the Steamworks.
Did you go in?
No.
No?
No.
You know they got a Steamworks in Honolulu?
Yeah, they got them all over.
I've been
to the one
in Honolulu. Yeah.
Wow.
But anyhow, they, on Friday nights at a bar restaurant called O'Grady's, they have Bear Night. That's the bar. That's the only bar I went to. Actually went into. It was nice. The food sucked. Food was terrible.
They might eat there, but how's the booze there? It's okay?
It was okay. They have a lot of beers. Beers are expensive, though. $6 for a draft.
Wow. So how much is it here?
For a draft?
I mean, six Canadian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like...
No. 5, 4?
Well, it's 20% exchange.
Very nice.
10%, okay.
20% less. 80% of that. So it'd be, what, about $5? $5.50? Still high. Mm-hmm. But... No, it was neat. The crowd was great. Packed. All kinds of people. Not just bears. Chasers. Gorgeous guys.
Gorgeous guys.
And not a purse to be seen.
No purse. No pink.
No purse.
Okay.
No purse. No chiffon.
No golden maid.
No, nothing like that.
Oh, I see.
There's pretty men like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was this one guy there. I don't know what his name was. But... He had the most gorgeous blue eyes. He had silver hair, you know, kind of premature gray hair, because I think he was younger than me. So it would have made him, what, 28?
Okay. All right.
But he had the most beautiful ice blue eyes. Oh. And he was short, you know, just a barrel of a guy. with hands like tree trunks.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I bet it's got a chode.
I don't know. I talked to somebody that had been with him.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a chode.
No, but I said he's big old bottom. And
if you guys are wondering what the chode is, we got to know what the chode is. A chode is a
bear dick.
No, it's a bear.
Short and stubby.
Short and thick. So that's what a chode is. That's what we learned from some friends. But anyhow, okay, go on.
But I talked to him a little bit, and met a lot of people. Don't remember their names. A lot of real nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly. It's not like the Ripcord.
It's not like the Ripcord.
No, it's not that raunchy. Probably the best word. I mean, this was just a social environment. And, you know, there was no back patio.
Ah.
And the activities that go on back there.
Very tame.
Yeah, very tame.
Okay. Any leather bars you got there? No.
The Eagle's a leather bar, the Black Eagle.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't go into there.
Did you bring your leather gear?
No.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
I didn't want to explain that in customs.
Oh. Okay. That's right.
Yeah, that's a belt. That's there's crisscross. I don't know. It's a belt.
No, okay. Yeah.
What's that ring at the bottom for?
That's right. You like that part all the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, in the last episode, I talked about picture taking in swimming pools.
You did?
Yes, I did. But
underwater cameras?
Yeah, underwater cameras, stuff like that. So, what do you think of that? I mean, it's free for all. If you
they work.
No, I mean, people complaining, people don't like it, people are okay with it. I mean,
why would they not be okay with it? If they don't want to get their picture taken naked, I don't think they should get naked. It's the only way that they're going to be able to guarantee that it doesn't happen.
But,
you know, if you're going to stick it all out there for the world to see, let them see it, no matter how.
But sometimes, well, I mean, personally, I don't like my pee-pee being taken pictures of and posted on the net. Well, that just me, so.
I mean, who's going to tell that? I mean, those that know that it's yours.
Yeah.
How did they know?
I don't know.
If your face isn't showing.
What if I have a tattoo there?
You
and
don't.
Everybody knows.
I've seen. You don't.
Okay. Okay, fine.
What if he wants to run for president?
Yeah, and then they
can't run for president.
Yeah, that's, you can't run for president if
you're not a natural born citizen.
Oh,
so that's
right.
Not an issue. You could be a congressman, but they fuck around so much that who cares?
Okay.
You know, honesty is not a requirement for the job.
Well, yeah. But anyway, hey, call Jerry.
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. I have here Jerry. He's from Bears of San Antonio, and he's going to plug his event next month.
Bears to the Coast, number three.
All right. What are the dates again?
It's going to be 23, 24 September in South Padre Island. We went down there last weekend and did a pre-run. And met with a lot of the local boys.
Ooh.
And they are coming in force. So it's going to be...
Wait, force or number four force? It's coming
it's
force.
Not a big area. Four.
It is a fairly small area, but we will be big in numbers. And the hotel has put in a brand new pool.
It's a brand... Oh,
brand new pool.
Oh, yeah.
And
they'll blow it up special for the event.
No, actually, it's an in-ground pool. It's
oh, yeah?
New.
It's an in-ground now.
Yeah.
Before it's raised.
So
and a brand new hot tub.
They all replaced.
They replaced the main hot tub, and it will hold a few more of us bears.
Ah.
So.
And Maynard.
And Maynard.
And Maynard.
He just watches.
No, I just watch.
Yes, right. We all know that.
With your underwater camera.
No, I do not have an underwater camera.
You can get disposable ones now.
Oh, disposable underwater.
Yeah, yeah, you can. They're like $10.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell Maynard that. But Bears of the Coast is going to be a fun event. So Come on down to South Padre Island. Go out to bearsofsanantonio.com and register.
And the best part is it's free.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Mark.
Just mention Jerry's name.
Well, the beer will be free.
Oh, the beer will be free.
And Jerry will, too.
I charge.
Slut.
Anyhow, it's 23-24 September, South Padre Island.
How much to register?
$40 if you register before 1 September, and then it goes up from that point on. But go out to the website and check it out.
Tell them what you get for your $40.
You get Mark.
You get Mark.
Oh, I can give you a better deal than that.
I'll see you in South Padre.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. So, Mark, you're going to South Padre Island next month?
No, I can't.
You can't? You're working.
Yeah. That weekend, I've got company coming in. It's my sister.
Oh, it's your sister. Wait, is she your sister or your sister?
No, two of my sisters.
Oh, two of them. Okay.
Biological, nonetheless.
Ah, okay.
Sisters.
They're coming in on the 23rd and leaving on the Sunday.
I see.
And I've got to go back to Toronto.
Okay. Well, anyhow, well, I guess we're done here. I'm going to dip in the pool again. The people are going leaving already.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay tuned. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Wolf, what a bear.
I was at a swimming pool party earlier, and a friend of mine, George, told me about this guy, Barry, and he's in Atlanta, Georgia, and his username there, his profile name is Beelzecub, that's B-E-E-L-Z-E-C-U-B, yes, let me read his profile here, partner to an amazing man, Atlanta cave bear. Not looking for an online hookup, but always happy to chat with bear buds. I stand 6'5" and weigh about 390 pounds. I'm a devil of a bear. Travel. I will be visiting New Orleans for Sudden Decadence. Yep, Sudden Decadence is going to be coming up September 2 to 6. He's going to be there. So if you're going to Sudden Decadence, you could see him there. Haha. yeah, check it out, bear411.com/Beelzecub. Beelzecub. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's spelled as B-E-E-L-Z-E-C-U-B. All right, check it out. Alright, I'm going to talk about something technical today. I have instructions in the website, bearpodcast.com, on how to download this podcast with iTunes. You should have iTunes 4.9. It now supports podcasts, and inside the iTunes application, go to the left portion of the window that says Podcasts. On the menu above, click on Advanced, Subscribe to Podcast, then enter the following URL, http://feeds.feedburner.com/bearpodcast. Then click OK. You should be downloading the latest episode. Well, from there you can also download previous versions. You can also use other applications or podcatchers like iPodder or iPodder X for Mac users, using a Mac. But for me, it's just easier with iTunes. What's good with iTunes is that if you have an iPod, you can just add it in your playlist, so it's easy. Or any other MP3 player that you have, just copy the MP3 into the folders of your MP3 player, then you're good to go. But what about dial-up users? Well, just leave iTunes on overnight, click it, download it, and
forget it!
On the next day, you should have the podcast downloaded in your playlist. Perhaps many of you guys just go directly to the website and download it from there. That's okay too. It's really up to you. If you guys have questions, just visit the website or send me an email. That's it. That concludes the show. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Sorry for the audio earlier. It, there were some clips, and it might be bad for the ears, So I'll try to record better next time, okay? Also, I might have a co-host. He's a friend of mine here in Houston. His name is Chuck. He emailed me a few weeks ago, and he said he wants to podcast with me. So, Chuck, if you're listening, let's do it. Just remember the hotline, okay? 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. You can also send me emails at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com or visit the website. So you guys take care. Many woofs and many hugs.
You have just listened to Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Visit us at bearpodcast.com.